Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Äntligen! Derbyt här i Manchester som skulle ha spelats i slutet på februari redan. Nu är det dags. Det som under den här bron i Manchester, lite skitiga, spelet om poäng, prestige och position. Det är Pep mot Mourinho, filosofen mot cyniken, blått mot rött. Det är derbyt som kan definiera ligasäsongen.
Programmet presenteras av Betsafe.
November 1881. West Gorton, Newton Heath slutade 0-3. Det var så det började. Det som så småningom blev Manchester City föll i ursprungsderbyt mot den klubb som var grunden för blivande Manchester United. 173 derbydrabbningar senare är det alltjämt United med antal titlar och favören när det gäller inbördesmöten. 72 United-vinster, 50 City-segrar. 51 matcher har slutat oavgjort. Det finns säsonger, både från förr och för några få år sedan, då den här matchen, den här duellen har gällt titeln. Den här gången är det, förutom 3 poäng och tungt med prestige som alltid, allra mest en match för att försöka reparera en säsong som inte blev vad den borde ha blivit. Eller vad de flesta tänkte och trodde att den skulle bli. För det var ju så, med Pep Guardiola, hans handplockade storinvesteringar och kluriga fotbollsfilosofi skulle City omedelbart bli Bayern och Barca bra, vinna Premier League och erövra Europa. Det blev inte riktigt så. När Manchester City nu återupptar ligaspelet efter Wembley-utflykten i helgens FA Cup är det en fjärde plats som ska försvaras. Å andra sidan då? Med José Mourinho och ett antal tungviktsförvärv med Zlatan, Pogba, Mkhitaryan i spetsen skulle United bli den stora titelutmanaren. Och United bli en maktfaktor och vinstmaskin igen, som under Sir Alex Ferguson. Det var upplagt för att Manchester skulle förvandla Premier League-säsongen 2016-17 till en statskamp. Det blev inte riktigt så heller. United har varit svårslagna som få, men kryssbenägna som nästan ingen annan. Det blev inte den toppduell vi trodde, men det här är ändå en rivalmatch med oerhört mycket i potten. Ett City som har famlat efter ligaformen mot ett United som är sargat och söndermatchat går upp mot varandra i ett derby som kan definiera säsongen. Ger den ena klubben fri väg mot Champions League och skickar den andra åt ett helt annat håll. Långt ifrån den kravbild som finns både på spelare och, inte minst, managers. Ingen titel i potten. Ingen Zlatan på planen. Men som sagt, ett definierande derby.
Pep's new to the Premier League and for some unknown reason people don't seem to take what he's done as a big of accomplishment as it actually is. Obviously Barcelona, they're expected to win the league, same with Bayern, but it's still a bit hard to do. It's still hard to do that even if they're the best team in the league, but I think that Mourinho, because he's been over here before with Chelsea, there's less of a stigma against him. Obviously, there still is a little bit, but not as much. So I think that if Pep can turn it around maybe a little bit, then people will start to realise he's actually not a bad manager, really.
Yeah, but it's a catch-22, isn't it? The problem is with this English media is 1 minute, yeah, they're on Mourinho. The next minute they're on Guardiola. They don't know who to see. They just want a bit to put in the paper, don't they, really? And I mean, it's not right. Again, Guardiola should be given time. You know, you can't expect success like that. I know they've spent over 100 million. I know that. I get that. But that's what you're going to have in the Premier League. It's all money. Teams like Manchester United, and I'd hate to say Man City because they're not on a level to Manchester United. But, you know, if you paying 100 million, you're going to get that pressure. You're going to get that pressure, but that's what you've got to pay to Premier League, because that's what everyone comes to watch the football for world-class players.
Initially, Pep was regarded as the miracle man, the great, you know, a very nice personality, never gets frustrated, and he always... But in recent weeks, that has changed, hasn't it? You know, Pep has suddenly had a few blowouts. He's said some crazy things that, you know, was probably more associated with Jose. Jose has always had this little bit of a venom in his words, and he comes across that way. But Pep's, and certainly now we've experienced that with Klopp, aren't we? That Klopp was the golden boy, he can't do any wrong. Now all of a sudden he's having a few problems, and you know, it's not just Jose kicking a water bottle. It's all of them. Sort of, because there's a lot of pressure. You know, the pressure is to be at the top and to finish in the top four. And I think it's showing in all the managers. Yeah, all of them. You know, even the experienced ones. You know.
Häng med nu på en liten säsongsresa fram till den här väldigt betydande duellen. Vi har under det här spelåret punktmarkerat de båda klubbarna och kontinuerligt stämt av med fansen om vad de tycker och tänker. Blått och rött fram till veckans derby. Pep först fick den perfekta starten på den här säsongen och radade upp 10 raka segrar. Det var omedelbar effekt i Champions och Premier League och i Ligacupen. City hade 36 i målskillnad där i början. En av segrarna, den på Old Trafford i fjärde ligaomgången mot just United. Det var en på alla sätt övertygande pepstart.
Very happy so far. It's changed them slightly, but they're doing brilliant.
We seem to be keeping a lot of ball, a lot more. Obviously keeping a lot of ball, you're not going to give it away. You've got to have the ball to play football.
Is that the kind of football you really would like to see?
We like to see fluent attacking football, and that's what we're seeing. Yeah, well, these are very
off against Barcelona. That was brilliant. You know, that's what we want to see.
Well, these are early days. We didn't expect it to be this good this quick, but I don't know. Things could go wrong. He said it's not going to be easy. This is a journey. What we're all on. We've all got to stick together. Times are going to, when it's going to go wrong. Times when it's going to go brilliant. So no matter what happens, we're in it for the long haul.
Säsongsöppningen för United, Mourinho och Zlatan var inte lika lysande, men den var bra, åtminstone i augusti. Derbyförlusten mot City i början av september följdes av nya plumpar, både mot Feyenoord i Europa League och Watford i Premier League. Mourinho skapade sig snabbt med en massa problem. Det var petningar och uttalanden om vartannat, med situationen för Rooney, relationen till Mkhitaryan och positionen för Pogba som de mest brännande frågorna. Vändningen kom i en långt ifrån glansfull bortamatch mot Northampton. Och där, under kvällen på kullen, kunde vi stå och titta på när Zlatan som inhoppare kunde komma in och slå tillbaka med Rashfords hjälp inte minst. Northampton, lilla Northampton, 3-1 i ligacupen, det var 1-1 ett tag faktiskt. Som sagt, långt ifrån lysande, men United-supportrarna gillade dimensionen som både Mourinho och Ibrahimovic tog tillbaka in i klubben.
Confidence and a bit of arrogance, bringing the arrogance back into the side. You know, there's nobody quite like Manchester United.
Confidence. Definitely. If you just look at his career, he's been proven in many leagues. He's worked with many different players. There's something about an old Fergie about him.
At the end of the day, you take his past history, 15, 20 years, success after success after success. So, you know, I mean, he's done it at Real Madrid, he's done it at Porto, he's done it at Chelsea. Wherever he's gone, he's won championships, he's won medals, he's won leagues. And I can see him winning a lot of trophies over here. He's not here as a short term. He's been wanting this job for a long time.
Yeah, they're like two peas in a pod, that pair. I love Zlatan. He's fantastic. Yeah, he's the big deal. I mean, everything about him. Yeah, he just fits, doesn't he, Zlatan? He fits United.
We got him for free, which is a huge bonus. You know, and big wages.
He looks good in the United jersey as well. Just got to say that, he looks good in the United jersey.
Citys svåraste passage under säsongen, oktober. Det var en mörk höstmånad. Guardiolas bubbla spräcktes av Celtic i Champions League, sen vann Tottenham och plötsligt stod City med 6 raka matcher utan seger efter den där sviten om 10 raka segrar i början av säsongen. Chelsea blottade svagheterna fullständigt i början av december. Ett återkommande problem för City att inte riktigt lyckas tillräckligt i matcherna mot toppkonkurrenterna. Det har varit återkommande. Men mer har det kostat att inte kunna knäcka lagen en bit bakom. City är bara 7:a i hemmatabellen.
Yeah, it's like Southampton, Everton. They might have one shot and they score. We have 10 shots but don't score. It's just sometimes we can't break teams down enough. Sometimes we try and, walk the ball into the net instead of shooting. Instead of shooting, shooting, shooting. Sometimes we play too fancy, try and walk in. Some teams you just can't win against. Like they'll come in and they'll defend. So it's just football, just one of those things.
Mer från oktober. Då upplevde också United ett par ytterligheter. Inom loppet av några få dagar, 0-4 mot Chelsea. Smällen som får Mourinho att öka cynismen och skärpa defensiven. Direkt därpå 1-0 i säsongens andra derby mot City. I FA-cupen var det. Juan Mata avgjorde med enda målet och en lång förlustfri svit startade för United. Men utan någon särskild glans kring prestationerna.
Coming off the back of like a run of two or three games where you're not getting the results you want, sort of a win sort of against a big rival especially, is a good sort of momentum booster, so it just hopefully it'll propel us onto a little bit more of a run now.
Well, you know, we were talking about the Chelsea game. I think whenever you go one goal down, so, you know, straight off the bat, and then we were 2 goals down quite early on as well, you know, it's really hard to adjust. Whatever game plan you had goes out the window, and then it's just kind of, you know, managing the game from there. So I think it's you know, it was hard to see maybe what tactics Mourinho had planned for the game because we went down so early. But I think tonight we showed that we can play football, we can defend when we need to defend, we can control the game when we need to control the game. And then, like I said, second half, we went for it, we didn't sit back. And yeah, it's positive.
Citys svårigheter att bemästra topplagen fortsatte. December började alltså med hemmasmällen mot Chelsea och slutade på nyårsafton med en förlust mot Liverpool, uddamålet 0-1. Tvivel kring Pep Guardiola hittade vi genast.
A few fans are not all with Pep.
A lot of players have made mistakes. It's because I think of the demands that Guardiola's putting on them, and they have to step up to it or else they won't survive.
If Pep wants to do things different, he's going to have to put it in place because a lot of us City fans don't have the patience to wait for something to be done in 2 years' time.
I know it's a cliche, but there's no easy game in the Premiership because it's so physical, you know, and that's what Guardiola's got to get used to, is the physical demands of the smaller clubs, you know, that he didn't have in Barcelona. You know, he would win quite easy in Spain. There's no easy game in the Premier League.
Nytt år och Gabriel Jesus kom in i truppen. En planerad entré som nästan gav omedelbar succé. Han räddade situationen och tog City tillbaka i toppen och in i titelracet. Pep Guardiola satsade hårt på sitt nya juniorgäng där framme. En kedja med Sané, Sterling och just Gabriel Jesus. På Agüeros bekostnad.
This fantastic Brazilian we just saw for 3 weeks. He's obviously going to light up the Premier League next year.
Gabriel Jesus, I think he's going to make a massive difference. He's really ripping up trees in Brazil. You know, he's doing the business over there. I think he'll do the business here as well. Looking forward to it.
Sergio, he's a fantastic player. I mean, he's done so much for the club already. But just depends on what Pep wants to do, because Jesus is a fantastic player, but he's obviously injured. And the way Sergio's been playing recently, he looks like he's sort of won himself back into the squad. But I don't know, really. We'll just have to see in the summer. Hopefully he doesn't go, because he is a great player.
Målvaktsfrågan har förföljt Pep hela säsongen och Mourinho har haft offentliga disputer med nästan halva truppen. Under vintern gick precis allt i Uniteds spel genom Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Med 6 ligamål bara i december blev han månadens spelare. Och fram till knäskadan nyligen var han Uniteds bärande spelare den här säsongen. Och så gott som hos alla en given kugge också för framtiden.
We love to see him here, maybe without doubt, and I'm sure he will get opportunity to extend his contract. If he doesn't, that'd be his own decision, because you know that, isn't it? He's always make his own decisions, yeah, and the right time for the right decisions. So if we want him step up or go somewhere else, it doesn't mean we don't want him. We love him to bits, me, yeah. But sometimes players do make their own decisions. And so he's going to think he's in his age where he's going to play 3-4 more years. So you never know, maybe he can go somewhere, but he will be successful, mate. He will be a good asset, without doubt.
Zlatan allvarligt skadad, Rojo därtill och flera andra i truppen som med ett långt Europa League-äventyr har matchats hårt. Men mest är det brist på tempo, fantasi och därmed alldeles för många kryss som har kostat den här säsongen. Derbyt är chansen att på allvar skaka liv i det som från början var ett minimikrav, en Champions League-plats. För Citys del sved plumpen mot Monaco mest under våren. Men faktiskt ligafacit på sistone är bara 2 segrar på de 6 senaste. Derbyt för deras del är möjligheten att rädda en topp 4-plats ingen trodde ens skulle vara diskutabel. Vi är framme vid derbyt som definierar säsongen. Och så finns ju den där rivaliteten från slutet av 1800-talet och efter 173 spelade rivalmatcher.
Programmet presenteras av Betsafe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.